What do we do if Trump loses? That's a question on everybody's mind. And what we saw at the end of the 2020 election left a lot of people wondering and questioning about the future. Now we are in another election cycle, and those same questions are rallying up in our hearts and minds, and anxiety is on the rise. Dr. Malachi O'Brien is back with us. He's shared the viral clip of Jonathan Cahn at the National Faith Leaders Summit sharing a prophetic word for President Donald Trump. And that has gone viral because of the important things that he was speaking about the destiny of Donald Trump. So, Dr. Malachi, what advice do you have for us? What wisdom do you have for us about if Donald Trump loses?
Well, let me just pragmatically say, if Trump loses, what we don't do is we don't go burn down buildings. We don't go rioting in the streets. We don't attack police officers. We don't go, destroying the world because the end has come. Because I promise you, I just mark it, if he wins, watch what happens in the streets. But if he loses, one, we don't lose hope. Like, if he loses, and that is a possibility because the election could be stolen. It could be stolen. Demons and darkness and principalities and powers do not want to give up power quickly. The altar of Baal does not want to come down quickly, but as believers, as people who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we're unshakable. We're unmovering. We're as scripture says, we don't waver. Like, we were made for this moment. If Trump loses, we were made to go out and do deliverance in the streets and to share the gospel and to see people healed and set free and delivered. If Trump loses, we don't cower in silence and just kind of hide in our churches and just do our little secret Bible studies. No, we actually get louder about truth. We get more bold about truth. We get more broken in our sin. You see, Jeremiah 18 and 19, the idea, does God speak to nations? Yes, he does. Obviously, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Esther, Nehemiah, Joseph, and the list goes on and on. God speaks to nations. And, we're in the hands of the potter, and it's up to him what he does. But if he relents from evil in our nation, we must repent. But if we do lose this election, we just got to seek the face of God. We don't get in despair. We don't get into fights on Facebook. We don't automatically believe that the Christians for Kamala were right and we were wrong, because there will never be a moment on the earth now and forever that Christians for Kamala were ever right. And so I want everybody watching this for their faith to increase, the fire in their heart to increase. I don't want anyone who's watching this video to decide to live a balanced Christian life. That's terrible. That's demonic. We need to be people with fire in our eyes and passion in our souls and realize the Church of Jesus Christ is victorious no matter what.
Yeah, we are supposed to be salt and light, and salt it makes the most impact to something that is not salty, and light makes the biggest impact in the darkness. So those are the two things that we need to really keep in mind, because that is who we are supposed to be as the body of Christ, as believers. We need to be who he's called us to be. We need to be Jesus's hands and feet to this world. We cannot abdicate our responsibility. We cannot let somebody else do what we've been called to do. Whenever we do that, we actually run into the same problems that we have been, that led to our society today, mm-hmm. because Christians have not been in the education spheres being leaders. They've not been in the political spheres being leaders, or the entertainment, or government. Whenever we abdicate our responsibility, other people, other things take over. Jesus talked about whenever there was, a demon that was cast out, if the house is not cleaned up and put back in order, it's going to come back and going to bring seven of its friends. So deliverance is a big portion of this, but we need to be able to remake and basically set up the house so that nothing can come back in again. You are a member of the faith advisory team, or I forget exactly what that is, but you're connected with a lot of faith leaders that have connections with Trump, and that's what the event that you were at with Jonathan Cahn giving that prophetic word. What are some other faith leaders feeling about right now that you're aware of, and how are they preparing for the results of this?
I think we're all very cautiously optimistic because the reality is demonic powers will do what demonic powers do. I mean, people got to realize if Trump loses, they'll try to put him in jail. They'll destroy the Trump businesses in every state. Elon Musk, like he said in an interview with Tucker Carlson several weeks ago, he probably will end up going to jail. I mean, there's a lot of craziness that'll happen that we've never seen at this scale. But the believers I'm around, Paula White, Jenny Korn, Jensen Franklin, Eric Metaxas. I think Eric Metaxas actually gives maybe one of the best analogies in this. Like Dietrich Bonhoeffer stood against the evil in his day. And were they able to, was he able to stop Hitler? He was not. Was Hitler stopped? Yes, he was. And so we just got to realize that our God is always victorious. He's always marching on. Revival's coming. I would say for the spirit-filled believers out there and even non-spirit-filled believers, although we want them all to be filled with the presence of God. Hey, this is time to go get in your prayer closet, pray in your prayer language. God's going to release more of his presence. We're in the end times. That means more dreams, more visions, more signs, more wonders, more healings, more miracles. We were made for this moment. So I think every believer that's walking with the Lord is bold right now. We're cautiously optimistic. Now, sadly, John, there are believers that want Trump to lose so they can be right and say, see, it's, God didn't let him win because of his tweets or his posts or whatever. But that would just tell me they don't know history. And they don't really know the ways of God. We think we know the ways of God because we're in the work of God, but man, his ways are mysterious. And so, John, I believe he's going to win. I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet, so I don't want anyone like mailing me box of stones. All right, I'm not up for that. But I will say that we believe there's a shift going on and that he will win. But if he doesn't, we're not going to stop. We're not going to be quiet. We're not going to be silent. We are going to continue because the kingdom of God marches on, and we're going to see more people saved, more people healed, more people set free, more people delivered, more people discipled, more people filled with the presence of God than ever before. Again, I want to remind everyone watching this right now, in college campuses across the country right now, in the last year, there's been 11 campuses that have been marked by the presence of God, starting in Auburn back in 2023, all the way to the University of Florida just a week ago, Texas A&M a week ago, University of Florida the week before that. God is moving. And so yeah. I am very optimistic of what God's doing and what God will do through every single person watching this video. Like, I actually hope they leave a comment so we can pray for them. Every person watching this video, they have a part to play in what God's about to do next. We were born for this moment in human history to be the church.
Yeah. Let me just put this out to everybody watching right now. In the comments, put what you are planning to do to be the church after November 5th. What is your plan and how are you going to represent Jesus after November 5th? That is something that I think we need to really keep in mind, because life doesn't begin or end on November 6th. It really continues, and we need to continue to do what God has been speaking. And I love how you've just brought up, I wanted to actually ask about this, because you've been pointing on your social media about all these different revivals. And yeah, you made mention of Auburn, but I think you meant Asbury. There's been so many different revivals that have been breaking out amongst the college campuses. Obviously, President Trump did not win the 2020 election, and we've had President Joe Biden and the Biden-Harris administration since then. But these revivals have started under that administration. There is light in darkness. There is hope in a situation, in a time that it doesn't feel that way. What other encouragement can you give historically about these moments of revival breaking out?
Right. The greatest movements of God in history have come right before the darkest moments in history to get his church prepared. Meaning in 1857, 58, right before the Civil War broke out, there was the Layman Prayer Revival there in Fulton Street in New York City. God was preparing his church with a spirit of revival, a passion for Jesus, for what he was going to do in the dark hour. You look in the early 1900s, even up to 1910, what God was doing in India, China, the Shantung Revival, within the Wales Revival. And again, then World War I hit. and then World War II hit right around the time of the Korean War. You know, right after we had the first Asbury revival and really the Jesus movement. So you can tie significant moves of God either right before a dark hour in human history or right after a dark hour in human history. So everybody ought to be looking around, going, "He's moving. He's moving. Let's get ready. Our God is on the move. Aslan is on the move, and he will not be stopped." And so, revival after revival after revival. Yeah, Asbury was first in, I believe it was March of 23, but then right. Auburn came just shortly thereafter. And then there was this this movement born out of that called Unite Us.
Wonderful.
That is really taking the nation by storm. And so I say to everybody watching, Gen Z is being saved. Gen Amen. Z is being set free from things. Gen Z will be suicide free, depression free. Gen Z is a revival generation. And that I encourage everybody, our sons and daughters will prophesy, and they will be a part of the greatest move of God in history. And that does nothing to do with whoever is president of the United States.
Yeah, so there is definitely hope for November 6th and beyond, for sure. Dr. Malachi O'Brien, thank you so much for joining us today and giving this update. And I know we have more things to come in the future and more things to look forward to with you as well. Thank you so much. God bless.